Hey, it's a good one.
So good morning, Rabbi Sai. If some of you at the back want to move forward, there's still a couple of spaces. Our limud of halacha every day is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chai, Lebesoch Shor Chai Yisrael. They still have a refuah shlema b'korov. So we were trying to understand what shot that the bread should not see its embarrassment. Shloyira hapas poshtoi. We started off in Hilchas Birch Samozon, covering the bread, and then we moved to Hilchas Pesach, when we said that when you pick up the cost for Lefika Chanachnu and Asher Go'olonu, that you have to cover the matzah, and that took us to Hilchas Kiddush. And we're about to find out. Now, there are some who want to say that it's a practical thing, that the idea of covering the bread, B'Shas Birchas Amozoin, is because you're going to wash, Mayim Achronim, and the Mayim Achronim might spill, and it might make the bread wet and spoil it. But it's a good practical point, maybe, but it won't help you really in understanding Shlo Yira Hapas Boshtoi. Okay, the bread won't be embarrassed by becoming wet. You could say that that's a svara. But the actual reason is as follows. When you think about it here, yeah, it's going to be like this. What is more choshev in the order of the Shiva Saminim? Is it bread or is it wine? Yeah. What comes first in the Seder? Yeah. Eretz chito usoiro v'gefen usein uverimon. Yeah, so chito and soiro come before gefen. Therefore, you should always make a brocha. You should always make a brocha lichoira. If you have a choice between you've got bread in front of you and you've got wine in front of you, which is the kedima in brochos? Kol hakodem b'posuk is kodem livrocha. Therefore, if you had wine in front of you and bread, and you're about to have both of those, then min hadin, you should wash on the bread first, and then make the bracha on the wine afterwards. On Kiddush, maybe that's what you should do la halacha on the weekday. But if you were about to have a meal with wine, you'd make hamotzi on the bread, and you make your bo pri hagofen afterwards. But in Kiddush, we pick up a kos of Kiddush, and we make Kiddush on the wine, and the bread is there being embarrassed. And the bread is kaviochel saying, a chutzpah, why are you baking Kiddush? And befrat that one can make Kiddush on bread. But the avid, somebody who doesn't have wine, can make Kiddush al hapas. So therefore, you're choosing to make Kiddush al hayayin, which is less choshev than I am, and I'm the chala sitting there, and being embarrassed by the fact that you've decided to ignore me, leave me behind, and make the bracha on the wine. And yeah, so therefore, that's the embarrassment of the bread. So what do we do? It's a bit like, you know, the gabbai went up to somebody in shul and said, are you a kohen? Yeah, on the Thursday morning or so, are you a kohen? He says, yes. He says, in that case, do you mind stepping outside? Yeah. He says, here we're saying, yeah, that, you know, the way we're going to get over this is we're still going to make the brocha on the wine. We're still going to make Kiddush on the wine in preference to the bread. So all we're going to do is cover over the bread. We're going to, so Slayira Boshtoi is kaviyochel that the bread shouldn't see how it's being embarrassed. And this goes
what?
Okay. Okay. And this goes further, really, because that's what we're saying. The same thing applies, for instance, when I pick up the kos in order to say the fika chanachnu chayovim lahoidus lachol. What we're saying is, really, hypothetically, in every simcha, every time I want to make a simcha, I'm making a kiddushin under the chuppah, or a pidyon haben, or a bris milah, or whatever it is, really, min adin, if you like, it would be more choshev for me to take bread, yeah, and make hamoitzi, than to take a kos yayin and make hagofen. So I should really stand under the chuppah, yeah, and wash al natil sidoim, and pick up a challah, yeah, and say, hamoitzi lechem in oretz. That's really what should happen. But yayin, yeah, but yayin has the power of yisamach. Yain yisamach levav enosh. Yain has the koyach to be mesameach, and therefore by simchas we want to use the yain. Well, that's normally not a problem when there's no bread around. But when the bread is there, that's already a problem. So I'm saying, I want to make kiddush on the wine. I want to make, a bor pri agofen on, let's say, on the bris, yeah, and all the breads are around. The suda's laid already. So in a situation where the bread is present, when I'm giving precedence to the wine, then we have this concept of the bread not seeing boshtoi, the bread not seeing its embarrassment. And therefore, in that situation, what we do is we cover the bread. We hide the bread so that it shouldn't see how, kaviochel, as if the bread had feelings. Obviously, the bread has no feelings. The bread doesn't feel anything. It's all to do with the way that we are supposed to regard it. It's the way that we are supposed to be thinking. It's training us in a way of thinking that from which we can learn how to treat all situations. But that's pshat. That when I have wine and I'm giving precedence to the wine, even though it is koidim lebrocha, it's koidim in the posuk, afal pikein, if the bread is present, then I cover the bread in order not to kaviochel to embarrass the bread.
Start your day in Torreway, Northwest London. Thursday, Test Zion 7, 12th of June. Rabbi Elio Hai, Shlita. This Victoria is sponsored by Family Newman, the Chavetz Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Ari Newman last Shabbos. He wrote in Shus of Hero, Pino, the Rod Nachas, and many of the Yetzir Chavetz Ahim. He discussed Hashvim, Chalim, and Milchamosh, Yachsul of Atem, the Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Amen. Good morning. So, the Sugi of Zmanim is a big Sugi. And a lot of many dinim, many halachas are toluy on how to understand Zmanim, times in general. I want to talk about the fundamental basic principles in the sugya, both with regards to Alois HaShocha and Tzeisa Kechovim and Nacht. So it's very famous that there are many Yidden in Klal Yisrael who keep what's known as Rabbeinu Tamzman, right? So most of Shtot may have already taken out Shabbos, and quite a few people may not be doing melachos. Some are only machmir for Rabbeinu Tam's man with regards to melachos d'oraisa. There are quite a lot of people who will be making melachos d'rabbonon d'oraisa. They won't drive a car until Rabbeinu Tam's man, but they'll do other things. And others are machmir completely. Now, what's the shorish of this machlokes? Also, an interesting thing to point out is that nowadays, in these few weeks in London, it comes out that the regular Zman in the calendar for Motze Shabbos, I believe, is before Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. How does that work? It's later than Rabbeinu Tam's Zman, yeah? Which is very bizarre. What's going on? So, the Yisod HaDvarim is that the Gemara in two places says different things about how long Tzeisa Kechovim is after Shkia. In one place, the Gemara says that it's 3/4 of a mil. Let's assume, based on the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of a mil is 18 minutes, so let's assume that it's 13 and a half minutes, and let's make it simpler. So 15 minutes. So in one place, the Gemara says 15 minutes after Shkia is Nacht, the Tzeisa Kechovim. In another place, it says it's 4 mil after Shkia, 72 minutes. Very, very big disparity. So there are two ways to answer the stira and the sugis. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the main halacha is, as far as we're concerned, when the Gemara says 72 minutes after Shkia, it's referring to the regular Shkia. So 72 minutes after what we call Shkia is Nacht, like the Gemara says. Either other Gemara that says it's 13 and a half minutes, that's talking about a later Shkia. That means 58 and a half minutes after what we call Shkia, there's another Shkia, i.e. it's a certain level of sunlight that's not visible anymore, and that's the second Shkia, and that's when Bein HaShmoshes starts. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, practically from what we call sunset, it's 72 minutes later is Nacht, or rather 58 and a half minutes after the first sunset, there's another Shkia, which brings about a din of Bein HaShmoshes for 13 and a half minutes, and then at the end of that, Shiur Bein HaShmoshes, which is 72 minutes from the first Shkia, is Nacht. Yeah, are we clear so far?
It's not for the whole world, or just for Eretz Yisrael?
We'll get there. Get there. But I want everyone to understand, he's explaining the Gemara like that. So l'chayra, it should have to apply to the whole world, right? The Gemara wasn't just writing for itself. We'll see.
What's that two shkias?
Pashtus, it's not really in halacha two shkias. There's a metzias de kashkia, although it could have some dinim in kodshim.
The sun goes down when it touches the horizon. That's the metzias.
That's right, and that's why the Gemara calls that shkia. But in din bein hashmoshes, which is a sofik, yulim sofik laila, that's only much later, that's much closer to tzeis hakechavim. And for practical purposes, the reason why it's called bein hashmoshes is because there's an even greater lack of sunlight to the degree that Chazal will choishesh, that's bein hashmoshes. So he calls that a second shkia, but be'etzen it's not a din shkia, it's a din of goyrim bein hashmoshes. Right? It's that level of darkness is already bein hashmoshes.
If the sun's gone down already, how can it be not shkia yet?
Again, we're used to thinking, okay, after shkia something happened. Who said that after sunset something happened? It's sunset. Call it sunset. Lemainaf kemina. Lemainaf kemina. Why do you need to see sun? Again, there's something called yoim and there's something called laila. Laila, Chazal, hold, say, teach us. It says gimel kechovim v'chulei. And a bit before that, they're ready choshesh. It's bein hashmoshes two kechovim sofik yoim sofik laila. Right. So they're telling you when the sofik yoim sofik laila bein hashmoshes starts. How do you want them to say it? So they say it, they say that there's another shkia, as in there's a certain level of sunlight that goes down. But of course they agree that the first sunset is the main shkia. If there was a din of shkia, it was a gzeres akosov, they would say the first sunset is not gzeres akosov, right? The yesoid is nacht is betzeis hakechavim, and a bit before then is bein hashmoshes. When is that tzeis hakechavim? 72 minutes after shkia, right? The Vilna Gaon, and according to the Maharam al-Aska, many Goinim disagree with Rabbi Nutam. And they say, no, they say, do you know how to be miyash of the sugis? Really, the main thing is that nacht is 15 minutes or 13 and a half minutes after our shkia, what we call shkia. Either Gemara there says 72 minutes after. That's not talking about halachic nacht. That's talking about, if you look at the Gemara there, it's not like Abay Halacha, it's talking about how the stars work. That says kol ha-kechovim, the bulk of kechovim that a person sees only comes out 72 minutes after shkia, like alois ha-shachar is 72 minutes before netzach hama, before sunrise. We clear? So according to the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara that says 72 minutes has nothing to do with halacha. It's talking about how shemaim, how it works when the most of the kechovim come out, and the Gemara that says that it's 3/4 of a mil after shkia, as in 14 minutes or whatever after shkia is nacht, that's the main Gemara. That's halacha. That's how the Vilna Gaon is. And the Vilna Gaon, by the way, is very, very sharp against the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, to the degree that he says, Zeh sheker mefursim. He says, this is a well-known falsehood to suggest that it's only nacht and you only see koichovim 72 minutes after shkia. This is just simply not true. Einenu roya, he says, it's not like that. Yeah, so we have a very...
Why would the Gemara be discussing just the stars? Well, if there's no effect in our...
Because it's talking about how zmanim work. And the Gemara deals with that, yeah. You're right. But he means it's not the main din line. With regards to how to work at Mechashvin's zmanim...
What stars got to do with the time of the day?
Because Chazal say that 3 kechovim is when it's nacht. When you can see 3 kechovim beinonim, that is tzeis hakechovim. Right? So the Gemara saying, look outside. It doesn't take 72 minutes till you see 3 kechovim. Okay, the people who go with Rabbeinu Tam, there's a lot, many, many sforim written on this. And the people who are backing Rabbeinu Tam shita, they say that Rabbeinu Tam held that the 3 kechovim have to specifically be in the west, where the sun set. So there it's going to be later to see kechovim there. Kechovim over here aren't good. Chiddush. But okay, you have to say something like that to be Miyashev Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what's very interesting is, if we take the Vilna Gaon Shitta literally, and it seems that most of Klal Yisrael today, although I'm not sure if 200 years ago this was the case in Ashkenazi countries, it's very possible that most people, to some degree, were Soymech on Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, there were many places that they did Melocha after Shkia, till about 20 minutes after Shkia. Right? So, different Minhagim. But in Sephardi countries, The Rabbonim of Sfaradi countries who wrote about it says, Bal Kocheinu, you have to say that. We don't go with Rabbeinu Tam, and most Rishonim don't go with Rabbeinu Tam. But there was never Minhag Sfarad, as far as I know, in any place to keep Rabbeinu Tam. Ashkenaz today, mainly, don't keep Rabbeinu Tam. They go with the Shitta of the Vilna Gaon. The Chayre, if that's true, we should be much, much more makel than we are. You should look at the clock, 15 minutes after Shkia. Tzeisek HaChavim, you want to add a few minutes of Tosefa Shabbos, 20 minutes after Shkia and Shalom Al Yisrael. What's going on? Number one. Number two, how do we get to a place where the Goyim's man is later than Rabbeinu Tam? Tzach Kemshat. He's telling you that the Gemara says 72 minutes. He's telling you it says 15 minutes. How did 15 minutes become longer than 72 minutes? Yeah? So, in the main Havonah of how to understand Chazal's manim, there are three shittas. When Chazal say Nacht is 15 minutes or 72 minutes or whichever amount of minutes after Shkia, what do they mean? Do they mean on the clock or not? So some hold, it's very bizarre, that goes with Mamsh on the clock. Very shver shittah. Because in the summer we all know that it's much lighter half an hour after Shkia than it is in the winter half an hour after Shkia. And the Torah says, V'lachoshech koroloilo. Yeah, and some people say, yeah, but halacha is halacha. Yeah, halacha is halacha. The Torah says, yeah, that Hashem called choshech laila. Another shita, which many achronim go with, and I'll tell you I think it's very shver, is shoy zmanius. Like whenever it says in halacha, Kriyas Shema until 3 hours into the day. What do we mean? We don't mean 3 hours on the clock. We mean kafila, oirech hayoyim. So too here, 72 minutes or 15 minutes, whichever shitta you go with, is shoy zmanit. It's also a very shver shitta because most poskim who say this seem to be under the impression that this works with the metzias. As in, if the day is really, really long, the sun must be going much slower, and therefore it will take double as long to get dark. Anyone who knows a bit how chokhma sati choyna works, it doesn't work like that. The sun doesn't go slower on the longer day. It's a mistake. The sun doesn't go slower, it does a different type of circle. Yeah, instead of doing a regular semicircle, it does like that. It doesn't go slower. Therefore, to judge that the time it takes for the sun to set and to get dark should be proportionate to the length of the day is Pasha Nishtazi. Yeah? So it's very shver shit as well. This was the shit of Shoy Zmanius. And okay, we'll get to, if someone reminds me, what the Briskerov held, what he was machmir for, at least for himself, in this topic. And then there's the third shitta, which is very mistaba, but it's not that much found amongst the Divrei HaPoskim. There are a few, and it seems that the Gro learned like that. But it's a very mistaba dika shitta. The third shitta says, do you know what to do? There are 2 days a year, in every place in the world, that day and night are equal. They're called the equinox days. Yeah. So during those days, when it's 12-12, Chazal call it Nisan and Tishrei, go to Eretz Yisrael, or Bovel, which is the same latitude apparently, go to Eretz Yisrael and Bovel, and see how far beneath the horizon the sun is 15 minutes after Shkia. That's called degrees. You see what degree the sun is at. And that level of degree, that's Nacht for everywhere in the world. Moedik. They're very misalva, right? So you're not going to get into any problems. You see where the sun is klape the horizon, and you extrapolate that to the whole world. Now, if you want to be machme, you don't want to go with 15 minutes, go with 30 minutes, for whatever reason, 40 minutes, so you extrapolate that. And that's what most calendars of Shtotzman go with nowadays. They measure where the sun is in Eretz Yisrael on the equinox days, because Chazal are talking about those days, and they say 6 degrees, 7 degrees, 10 degrees, whatever it is, and whenever that level of darkness or sun clapping the horizon occurs, that's Nacht. If you realize all these three shittas have nothing whatsoever to do with the Machlokes Gro and Rabbeinu Tam, I could say every single one of them in both opinions. All the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam have done is argue which sugya is the Ikka, how to be Miyash of the sugyas, and Nafka Minna is Nacht 72 minutes after Shkia, or 15 minutes, or 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. They have not indicated, just by that shitta, what elsewhere indicates, but they've not indicated in any way there, whether they mean minutes on the clock, whether they mean Shoyz Manius, whether they mean this new idea called Milus, degrees, nothing. for some reason, I mean, there could be quite practical, a few practical explanations. For some reason, all the shittas, all the people, all the communities who ended up following Rabbeinu Tam, ended up also following the shitta that it's on the clock. That when Chazal talk about minutes, it's on the clock. And that's why everyone I know who keeps Rabbeinu Tam keeps 72 minutes on the clock. And by virtue of that, the same thing will be the Gabe Alois HaShachar, by the way. Everyone agrees Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes or 4 mil before Netz. In other words, whatever Rabbeinu Tam said about Nacht, between Shkia and Tzeisa Kechovim, everyone agrees Ligabe Alois. So the same thing that the people who hold Rabbeinu Tam, they hold 72 minutes on the clock, they also hold Alois 72 minutes on the clock before Netz. However, the people who hold like the Vilna Goren's man, who for some reason they went with the shitta of Milus, which is very mistaba, as in the shitta of degrees, they should end up holding that Alois HaShachar is 72 minutes in degrees before Netz HaChama. So we have to go to Eretz Yisrael, measure where the sun is 72 minutes before, on the equinox days before Netz HaChama, and now I know where Alois HaShachar is. Right? Are we clear? So there is someone, there is a Yid. He is his grandchildren live here. His name is Harav Posen. He wrote a sefer on Zmanim. And he says, you want to know the truth? The truth is that Rabbeinu Tam also means degrees. Meaning, as I told you, Rabbeinu Tam is not shuldicked whatsoever in how you understand Chazal's 4 mil. How you understand whether, I've assumed always a mil is 7, it's 18 minutes, some say it's more, 24 minutes, 22 and a half minutes. He's not telling you how long a mil is. He's not telling you how to work out the mil, whether it's choice shavuos on the clock, choice manias or mayas. He said nothing about that. Comes along Harav Posen and he says the main shitta in Rabbeinu Tam really should be the same as our shitta of Shtotzman, i.e. mayas, degrees. And he therefore, I think he keeps on himself, Rabbeinu Tam, until it gets to 72 minutes as degrees, which is much, much longer. Now I want to tell you, it's not just much longer. Nowadays in England, it never happens. The sun never gets to that degree beneath the horizon to justify Rabbeinu Tam Shitta in degrees. It just doesn't get there. Like some places in the world, the sun doesn't set sometimes. So here in England for quite a while, it poshut doesn't get to that level of degrees. So what do you do? What do you do if you're in a place that doesn't get to Nacht? So the same Rav Posen holds something very mistaken, that when the sun starts doing a new round, then it's a new day. Even though night never occurred, yeah? Even though nighttime never came because it never got dark enough for halachic to be called Nacht, doesn't matter. At Chatzos Lailo, at midnight, halachic midnight, it starts getting lighter. Now, sometimes we can't discern it, yeah? But from then on, it starts getting lighter, and normally when it hits a level of light called Alois HaShachar, then you're good. It's a new day. The night was lighter than the level of light required for Alois HaShachar. We never got to a darkness less than Alois HaShachar. So he says it doesn't matter. If you don't hold of Rabbeinu Tam, it got dark enough for our Nacht. Okay, so then fine. And at Chatzos, Laila, it becomes Alois HaShachar. Same, according to Rabbeinu Tam, till Chatzos Laila will be called Nacht, and Chatzos Laila, that it starts getting lighter, very mistabedika shitta. It would come out a dreadful chumra. Close, whoever asked not to hear chumras, close your ears now. It would come out a dreadful chumra. Because, I don't know if I should say it, because according to this way of understanding Zmanim, that you go with Milus, and as I said, everyone agrees by Alois HaShachar that it's 72, it's 4 mil, let's call it 72 minutes before sunrise. If you work with milus, with degrees, then the only way to look at Alois HaShachar nowadays, where even the tip of Nacht is lighter than what Alois needs to be, let's say Alois HaShachar, the sun needs to be 10 degrees beneath the horizon. It never got more than 10 degrees. It was always, throughout the night, it was less than 10 degrees. Says Rav Posen, yeah. So when it starts getting up, as opposed to going away from you, then it's a new day. Do you know when that happens? At 1 o'clock in the morning. So it comes to Chayis, at 1 o'clock in the morning is ready Alois HaShachar. And I don't know what you're meant to do if you're up then. Grace the Shaila, if you can go to bed with a shomer, okay? Yeah. But you're not allowed to eat before Shachris. Tanish Nesim before Shachris at 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I told you, it comes out big chumrah. People who are trying to do Melava Malka at this time of the year, and they just finished Al Shidus. Well, they have to finish their Melava Malka. Anyway, so that's the Rosh Eprokim of how the Sugya of Zmanim works. Now, I want to...
So it's probably with Avni Marev after one.
I'm not going to say I saw someone, close member of my family, going off at 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning, at the Chongeb Namun in my room, yeah. I didn't know what to say. In Stamford Hill, Reb Heinich, Olav Hashem, Reb Heinich Padva held, that like the Masoira is, by the Chassidim, for Rabbeinu Tam, is 72 minutes after Shkia on the clock, is Nacht, so too, Lagabe Alois HaShacha. And that's why, I think the Kedasya old calendar, maybe even the current one, looks at Alois HaShachar as a set time, 72 minutes before net. And a lot of people, when it comes to fasts, they're soymach on this, probably normally without realizing the whole sugya, but Alois HaShachar 72 minutes before net Zachama. It could be an hour or two different, not talking about this time of the year, even when there is a regular Alois HaShachar, it could be an hour different, no problem. And some Tanais and people get up before the 72 minutes Alois. It's Pashta's a complete steerer and svara to how most of Stott views Nacht. Kimat, no one. I don't know. Does anyone here know anyone who says Nacht is 20 minutes on the clock after Shkia? I've said Vilna Gaon's Shitta is 13 and a half minutes, right?
Israel.
Okay, so I've said that the Vilna Gaon Shitta is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia's Nacht, based on the Gemara that says 3/4 of a mil. If a mil is 18 minutes, then 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half. The Vilna Gaon himself, Agav, held that a mil is 24 minutes. Yeah? So his Nacht, 3/4, that would be 18 minutes. Moreover, even in this Shitta, I don't know anyone who's really the Gavachil Shabbos Soymech Ad Kedekach. What the Minig in Yerushalayim was, that they did 25 minutes or 27 minutes, and we take the milus, the degrees of 27 or 30 minutes under 36 minutes. Why? Mistaba, that they weren't 100% sure that even in the Vilna Gaon Shitta, that sunset, Shkia is mamash when the ball of the sun goes down, they were also chayshasha, it's a bit later, v'chulei. So they added time, and I think people should keep that when it comes to Chil Shabbos for sure, and that's what all our calendars do. Really, if you go with a strict, well, lenient, 14 minutes on the clock, and you look at that milus, meaning you go with 14, not 27, not 36, the posh of Pshat and Gemara, you will never have Nacht in London more than 25 minutes after Shkia. Let's say 30 minutes after Shkia. So even in the summer, I'm telling you, the longest day, there's a luach by Rabbi Yaakov Hillel's Kailul that was brought out, and they did in the back all the shittas. They've got 14 minutes, 27 minutes in milus, and this and that. And I looked through it because there's some rabbonim who came up with a chiddush de kahalocha about moich tochuk. They said now in London the zmanim are so much longer, you should end up doing the moich half an hour before shtot zman nacht, not half an hour from shkia. So I said, b'mchila, even if you want to be machmir for nacht, being much later, which is very good, and you should be legabe chiddul Shabbos, but legabe being mekel and being mechadesh, you check adrabe ikka hadin. If you say Ikadina the Vilna Gaon Nacht is 14 minutes after Shkia, and you measure that mamush in Eretz Yisrael, comes out the latest Nacht is about 25 minutes after Shkia. I say, Zicha, half an hour moich from Shkia, you Zicha got that main Nacht, and there'll be Mechadash, you should be doing the also, Yidin who don't go with Rabbeinu Tam, but Amekel to Daven Mincha after Shkia. Right? By the way, it's a shit of many, many, many poiskim. That you can, either Lechatchila or even not Lechatchila when it's a bit difficult. You could have a mincha after Shkia. Till when? According to this shitta, you'd only be able to do it till about 25 minutes after Shkia, 20 minutes after Shkia. You can't say, look at your shtot luach, which was made for Chilul Shabbos, and say, machmir legabe Shabbos, on Shkia Shaychus. Right? Okay. Now, there is a shitta, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef held a massive chiddush. First of all, he held everyone to try and keep Rabbeinu down. But more importantly, he went with the shitta of Shoy Zmanius. He said this milus is a chiddush, it's not nimtza most poiskim, it's a miyot poiskim. We don't have to, we're going to be machnia asvara to the Masoiras. And he held the main halacha, at least was fadim, is to go with Shoy's manius. For Shabbos he was more machmir, but there are some Yidin who follow Rav Yosef in London that will break a fast, the Rabbanon break a fast, 10 minutes after Shkia. Because 15 minutes after Shkia and Shoyes Manius in the winter is less than 15 minutes. It completely doesn't stim with the degrees Shitta, but it's the same as the Rabbeinu Dam Shitta. She's Rabbeinu Dam Shitta, he's going Shoyes Manius, they're going Shoyes Shabbos. It's 72 minutes and then it's 15 minutes. So you see a lot of differences that halachically the Maisa can come out with how you look at the way of calculating these minutes. I'll just show.
Waiting for three stars.
So the truth is, the fact that Chazal say three stars is an unbelievably clear raya lechayra that you should look at degrees, meaning that should stim the most, that should fit the most with when the three stars can be discerned. There's a bit of ambiguity how big the stars are, whether they need to be close together or not. Some say only the Gavit Yosef for Shabbos, which side of the sky. So there is ambiguity. But Lechera, the fact that Chazal always said three stars meant they didn't agree with this idea. In the winter, it can be this level of darkness. In the summer, it's this level of darkness. It's not on the clock. I agree. It's very, very schwer in Svara to justify anything other than degrees. Yes? Are we clear? Okay, I want to just... finish off. The Briskerov famously kept an achtel. An achtel means an eighth of the day. He kept that with regards to melachos of not breaking Shabbos. Some say he kept also a sixth. Let's go more. Most of the Briskers only keep an achtel. So the way he got there was that he held that 4 mil is actually 90 minutes, not 72 minutes, because there's different shiurim in a mil, right? So if you go with a mil being 22 and a half minutes, then it would be what? Then it would be 90, right? So 4 mil ends up being 90 minutes. 90 minutes he held a Shoy Zemanius, not on the clock. 90 minutes Shoy Zemanius ends up being an eighth of the day, as Oikov does. Yeah? So the Briskerov held that you should be Machmeh Bedas Rabbeinu Tam for that shiur in mil and Shoy Zemanius. I think also with regards to Alois HaShachar, the risk of hell, it should be an achtel before net. Right, so there's many...
Eight of the night?
Huh?
Eight of the night? Or eight of the day?
No, it's a good, it's a good shayla. L'chayra would be of the day, the same as...
In the summer, the day much longer than the winter.
Yeah, it would be of the day. Because it's totally on the Zrichas HaShemesh, yeah?
It's totally on the... Eight of the day...
Yeah. In all cases.
In the night, say, two or three hours.
Yeah, that's what he did. He used to keep 2 days on Chanukah. He also used to keep a sixth, but he didn't want other people to keep that. Chanukah, he didn't keep a sixth. He only kept an achtel. Because he held that, even though he's normally machmer for Chanukah, he doesn't want to push off that locker so much. Anyway, so let me just summarize, because I want there to be some clarity. I'm going to make it very simple. There's two Gemaras. One which sounds like Nacht is 15 minutes, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, and one that sounds like Nacht is 72 minutes after Shkia. The way Rabbeinu Tam learns, the main Gemara that you need to be interested in is the 72 minutes one. And Bein HaShmoshes only starts about an hour after Shkia. Right? So 72 minutes after Shkia is Nacht, and 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is Bein HaShmoshes, that's Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon learns exactly the opposite. The main Gemara, with regards to all halachas that we need to know about, is 13 and a half minutes after Shkia's Nacht. The other ones, no shaykhs to that. It's talking about how to work out when the stars come. And the three shittas, how to explain either of these opinions. When we say 13 and a half minutes, or 72 minutes, or whichever amount of minutes you want to go with, is it Shoyes Zemanios? That means the minutes get longer if the day is longer. Or is it minutes on the clock? Or is it neither? It's none of those. It's where the sun is at that point on the equinox days in Eretz Yisrael. That degree, those degrees is what we extrapolate from to the rest of the world. And practically, most people who don't keep Rabbeinu Tam ended up going with the degree idea. No idea why they went for this and they went for that, but okay. And the Rabbeinu Tam Yidden went for 72 minutes on the clock. Hence, it's very possible, not only possible, it happens, that Rabbeinu Tam's man ends up being before Shtot's man. Because even if we're keeping 27 minutes, 15 minutes in degrees, that could theoretically be more than 72 minutes on the clock. Okay.
Go ahead.
Now? Now it's later? No, now it's not later. Now Rebbe Tanfa is later? Huh? Yeah, let's go.